Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
The vibe is good. Coming all the way from Anakazu Assemblies to the Makane Church International. Hey! From a certain special area called Soutu, there's a mighty man of God there who is deep in the things of God and who loves children very much. And we are privileged that this morning he's here with us. If you are excited as I am, help me to welcome Reverend Emmanuel Kole, Reverend EK.
Hallelujah. Oh, Makane, this year that your clapping is very weak. Which people are this? This is Oyibi. I want to be here. Which boy in the move? Aleta this year. Oh, not. Feeling. All the men who have not come yet. Agogo, are you here?
Agogo.
No, so I think that this people should join here and then Agogo should come here. So that we can do 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so let's arrange ourselves properly. Agogo, just come. It's our church, eh? Chai, we are trying to do host and win things. But it won't happen. I know that Adenta is still in the house. I still believe Adenta. You see, your Makane, it started from Adenta. They are the main people. The politics is too much. So come this way. Nice. The bigger people, bigger boys and girls, just come. All right. Hallelujah. So which people are this? I thought they are the sons of the prophet. Now people have the titles, pow. I thought they are the sons of the prophet. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, what a blessing. So I don't want to see anybody on this red lane. Do you see? If you scatter, you worry the photographer. So just there's beauty in. I think this lane, there's a lot of space on this lane. Yes. So some people should come here. Let the thing be balanced. Eh? It shouldn't be an improper fraction. I know book. I lecture statistics. Yes. My bomb at is. Which people are going out? Nobody should go out. The only reason you are going out is when the roof is falling. Or when they call you, like your wife is in labor and they need your consent to do CS and you are supposed to sign. That's the only reason. And I know people are not, you don't have beloved, so don't worry. And the roof is also not falling today. So come. Ashes, nobody should go out because you told your parents you were coming for conference.
Don't die, okay?
You don't know. Lift up your hands and let's pray. But before we pray, I want you to put your hands together for the Lord for this year's edition of Favorite Child Conference. Hallelujah. What a blessing. And I also want you to put your hands together for my father, your father, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Can we get his picture here? We will always remind you that he is our father. Because some of you are in the house with your father, but you don't know that he's your father. Because of the bad things you have heard your mother say about your father. Opapa Dan Tolo. Do you know Papa Dan Tolo? Your mother is telling you that your father is a drunkard. If your father is a drunkard, how does it concern you? Is you buy the drink for him? And let him drink his drink. Or let him drink his drink. But we'll always remind you that our father in this church is Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. And I think it's a good place to clap for him. Yeah. And we are not ashamed. There are people who are ashamed of their fathers. Hello. There are people, when you grow up small, you will hear fantastic stories about people who don't want their fathers to show up at their weddings. Yes. Because of things their fathers have done or have said, and they were not happy. But don't also make that mistake. There's something we call a father's blessing. Do you understand? Whether your father is an armed robber, whether your father is a drunkard, whether the girl your father is chasing is your age. You have no business to criticize your father. Your father is your father. You do an outreach Father's Day message here right now. But we have a father, an anointed father, a handsome father. Oh, I didn't tell the way I'm doing the thing for you. You have to help me. You have to help me. And that's the way I'm trying to make you win the contest. You know? Okay. The Makande, it started from Adenta. That one there, we all know. We all know. So you don't have to despise your father. That's the house you came from. If today you have married and you have built a bigger house, you have built a bigger house than your father, it doesn't mean that you can despise your father. That's where you came from. The Makande, we started from Adenta. You must do better than your father. So I have come to do some big thing. Yeah, you are happy. It's like here is HQ. But the thing too is Adenta. Adenta, come on, give the Lord. Agbogbo, are you still here with us? Or right now, you're on your way to Sun City. You are here. Beautiful. Amen. And we want to say, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills, we love you. Oh, say we love you. And he's the reason we are here. Do you understand? Recently, when the issues came up and people were talking, insulting the church and all that, one of the things I told the people that me, I am a trained human nutritionist. I don't know, I've not done church before. Somebody said God called him, he heard God's voice, and he has started a church. And today I'm preaching. Why will I stand up and be insulting the person who has created a church for me to be in? Because some of you, if it has not been church, by now you have 4 children with 8 fathers. Somebody say, eh. That's how it is. And me, I know how my life would have been like. Because I stayed in a certain house with a certain man. He's called Kafi. That's the name of the man. Everybody say Kafe. Now, Kafe sent me to buy him cigarettes and alcohol. Now, when I bring the alcohol and the cigarette, when he drinks the alcohol, this I have to say it in Ghana so that I don't understand. You know when you send children and they buy something and you eat, you live small. Don't go feel, yes. So when he drinks the alcohol, then you leave small one for me. So that I will also, next time when he calls me, I will go. That is about the alcohol. Then the cigarette, you know, he will tell me to go and light the cigarette and bring it. Now, how do you light the cigarette without the because you have to, it's working properly before you bring it. By now, I'd have been a drunkard because my cousin that I stayed in the same house with today, he's a drunkard, he's on drugs. My cousin, we slept on the same bed. Clap for Bishop Doug Hayward Mills again. And I also want you to put your hands together for the father of Makane, Bishop Edwin Morgan Kwedri Ogo. Oh. Amen. Yeah. Listen, you people, you have it double-double. Yeah, you have it double-double. Your bishop is one of the sensible bishops. very intelligent. Like when we are talking about, let's even put church aside. Very intelligent. Oh. Good Friday, prophet have to remind us that he's a doctor. Say no, he's a doctor. Oh. He's a doctor. Your father, he's not a herbalist. Your father, he's not even a herbalist. When you start vomiting, no, he doesn't know what to do in the house. He's a sensible man. A good father lives in heaven. Look at what you are enjoying. Look at this thing. It's because of a father. Oh, clap for Bishop Ogo again. Yeah. Anytime I see people, I've seen that you are well fed. You see, sometimes the house you come from, it also determines the quality of your life. If you stay in a certain house, one day I got angry and I told my wife that we should go to Melcom. When we went, we started shop and I said, cornflakes, and go and bring some. He said, why? I said, I've never eaten cornflakes before. Oh! Secondary school people, bro, I saw the thing yellow, but I don't know. But as they were eating coffee, I was eating, and I told my wife that my children will not suffer. When we came, I said they should do the first cornflakes for me. When I ate that thing, I said, is that how the thing looks like? So I gave instruction that every morning the children, they should eat cornflakes and milk. They are growing fine. They are, you can see that their body is coming. Any day, if you are somewhere, you hear my children one day say that they never had fatherly care. Knock them. If you are there, just knock their head. They can't say they never had fatherly love. Foolish boys. They are not here, bro. Amen. So I want to say, Bishop Ogo, God bless you so much. God bless you so much. We love you and for allowing us to be here. This is his bedroom, oh. He has opened the bedroom for us and he says, come and be here. Some of you at your age, you can't easily enter your parents' bedroom. You have to knock. Yeah, it's the last ones that they enter. They don't knock. If you're the last one you like entering, stop it. You have to knock and hear response before you enter. Amen. And then we also want to acknowledge our convener, Bishop Kobi Asamoah, put your hands together. Yeah. This one there is like, oh, you people are trying to. Oh, you people are doing like. But the convener is for all of us too. The convener is for all of us. We know it's your pastor, but the convener is for all of us. Or Adenta is not our convener. Yeah, it's our convener. That man is our convener. If something happens right now, we are all convener children. Hey. You are trying to monopolize everything. Hey. You say Bishop Dag is your father. Bishop Ogo is your father. Bishop Kobi too, that is for all of us to say is your father. So right now, the rest of us, you should go away. Amen. But we are blessed. Bishop Kobi, God bless you so much. He would have loved to be here. He's in the camp. But look, tomorrow is fireworks. Look, tomorrow Bishop Ogo is here. Bishop Kobi is here. Bishop Dag is here tomorrow. You watch something. Hallelujah. And we are happy to be. I also wanted to put your hands together for Lady Pastor Abigail. Yeah. This one there you can shout. This one there you can. But even she's for all of us. She's still for all of us. That's the thing you can't say you people are the only people. Amen. Anytime we are talking. And, you can sit down. Anytime we are talking about conference and we are discussing, sit, ashes, please. We are using 1, 2, 3, 4 rows. Anything apart from that, the person came for a different conference. The person is here to sell salt. You must be on one of the rows. Anytime we are talking about the conference, we keep talking, chatting, midnight, sending messages just to make sure the thing has worked. Hallelujah. And when we're in the car, I was telling the poor I came with that there were churches we went to do conference there once, and the conference would be, look, it should be one man, one seat. Oh, my lawyer, come and sit here. Come and sit here for me. Oh, I miss you. But last year I came, you don't ask of me again. Or you've bought aeroplane. Have you bought aeroplane? Eh, I've also not bought the Range Rover. Eh, so we are the same. Eh, be looking for me, okay? Take my number from mommy and be calling me small. Okay? The day I'm going to the airport, I'll call you, then you go and escort me. Okay? That's my girl. Harsh. And we I went to do conference there, but we can't do conference there again because, you see, sometimes it's difficult having program for children like you. That's the reality. So a lot of safe teachers will be like, hey, Ngbain here now. Do you understand Ngbain? I won't worry myself. Like, by this time, Saturday, all your safe teachers, married people, people's beloved, by this time, they should be doing fufu for their husbands to be eating. And this weather, they put on AC and they are happy watching some telenovela. That's how normal life is. Or some wedding, be wedding guest. Now, I can trap it and I say engagement or some naming ceremony. Look at us here. But we are going to be blessed. Amen. And all the teachers who came, who fought with parents for t-shirts, all looking for buses, looking for... Yeah. Oh! Clap for the teachers. And look, when you grow up, don't forget your safe teachers. When you are working, bring them momo. Bring them money. Yeah. I had a member who went to U.S. The first time I had a call from U.S. was this member who called me. After some time, he told me that God says he should sow a seed. I said, sow the seed. No, sow the seed. Why won't you sow a seed? He was my drummer. Do you understand? So he was sowing seed. Small, I said, look, send the money. Momo the thing. My number is here. Momo. So when you grow up and you become engineers, medical doctors, and you become iron rod sellers, curtain sellers, and rich people. Some of you, I know you are going to marry rich men. There's no use in marrying a broke man. Look, that thing, stop it. Oh. Now you'll be calling your father. Bring a man who has money. Is that clear? Money. Ni bottom ye hiam. Na muja is a 6-pack na 5-5 na mo kind. And you want a man with 6-pack. 6-pack doesn't solve any problem in marriage. It's money. Bible says money answers all things. Money. Do you know money answers all things? You are young, but sometimes you see that your father and your mother, sometimes you see that their son, as if they are not talking. The problem is money. I'm telling you, the problem is money. If the momo, the thing, see that? Yeah. Last time I was at work and I said no. I have to send my wife Momo. I took my phone, 500. Then she said, what for? I said, I've done you show. Then she said, oh, my sweetheart. Yes! I caught the move, 500. So 500 Ghanaians. They started calling me sweetheart. I said, when I close work, I'm coming home straight. Prepare for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the title for our conference this year is called Not a Novice. Everybody say, not a novice. Hey, the people, I didn't tell you, have to help me. The way I've helped you, if you don't help me, I should come to OEB. I'm sitting there. I don't want to look like I'm becoming partial. So I came with some pastor. This is Pastor Richard. Pastor Richard, please give us a week. Pastor Richard is our pastor from Abekan. You see, I'm in an Akazu Assemblies. Our convener, Bishop Jude's church. This is his saved pastor. Please clap for him. Last year, he was here. He said he likes you people very, very much. So, here. Yeah. Then, this is George, but we call him Chief. You see, he has a body. Oh, I beg you, please. It's called Chief Ogbe. Chief Ogbe. Chief Ogbe. He's my J Church pastor. Put your hands together for him. And this one is Lady Pastor Harriet, LP. She's in the Y Church. She's the owner of the Y Church. Then once a while I go and beg, then I preach. Yes. Then I have Sammy. You cry, what do? You are in charge of protocol. Okay, he's in charge of protocol. Like if I'm going somewhere, he will say I should go or I shouldn't go. So he said, he's a big man. Oh. This you have to ask permission. Then he said that, okay, finally you can go. Then I also came with my lawyer, my barrister. If you like, say something I don't like, we will end up in court. If like, say something that I don't like, we will end up, give them a wave. Nah, I came with my barrister. Please. But Esquire, sit down. Anybody who says something I don't like, I will call you, okay? The people will meet us in court. They will demand $12 million. Yeah. Sikana shi. Hey, so that money we didn't pay, AUD. Yeah. 12 million, it can be like about 50 cathedrals. Oh. Hey, now you're the commanding purposes. Everybody say, not a novice. You understand it. Don't worry. This book looks like something when you read it, you understand. But in these few hours we have, you are going to understand what a not a novice is. And the reason we are treating this particular subject is that we are going to immune you against ignorance. Okay? Now, if you are ignorant, one of the things that happens is that pride comes up in you. And when pride comes up in you, you fall away. So we are going to help you not to fall away. Because a lot of young people start. We have seen a lot of young people who have left church. And some of you believe that when you leave church, you can be a better person on your own. And the reason you have that thinking is because you are a novice. So the theme for the camp is not a novice. Everybody say, not a novice. Cameraman, capture that. He say, not a novice. Say, not a novice. Yeah. Where is the scripture crying the thing? Sorry, I'm preaching. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6. I'm preaching for a short time. Are the dancing stars ready? You'll be dancing right now. Bible says that not a novice, lest be lifted up with pride. So the problem, the cancer we want to cure is pride. Being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of devil. Now, everybody here, I am saying it without fear. All of us here, we are novices. We just arrived, including myself. How old are you? Even your normal age before, how old are you in Christianity? No, how old are you? Sweetheart, how old are you? 9. When did you give your life to Christ? 6. 3 years in Christ. You are a novice. Hallelujah. So the reason for this particular conference, the theme, I could have chosen any other theme. I'm telling you. Last year we did All Out. It broke the airwaves. I'm telling you. Look, the All Out we did last year, you have no idea. And I'm believing God that you are still going all out. Now, who is a novice? Let's look at, let's try and find out who this novice is. Everybody should write. We inspect notes. You don't have it, no. Man, there's 96 from your group. Because this year, we are going to give a trophy. A novice is someone who is new. Everybody say somebody who is new. Say somebody who is new. You are new. You are new to Christianity. You are new to church. A lot of movement is disturbing my equilibrium. Oh, no. I'm a doctor. And you didn't know? No, I'm a doctor. Oh, the Bishop Ogo is not there to say the West. They call me. I'm not a herbalist. I'm a medical doctor. Yeah. I lecture in the university. I lecture statistics, nutrition, and dietetics. Me born you. It's my body that is small, and pot belly too I don't have, but it's coming small. I've just been married for 5 years, but the pot belly too won't come. Wallahi. I'm bad da. That is if you eat in the evening, your pot belly will come. It means it won't come. It won't come. I eat everything. Somebody who is what? New. You are new to church. You are new in praise and worship. Those of you who lead praise and worship. You are a new instrumentalist. You are a new dancing star. People have been dancing before you came. I'm telling you. That's the same time when we call you to come and dance, then you do your neck like ostrich. Master, you just came. Oh. You just came. So somebody who is new, number two, somebody who is a beginner, a novice is a beginner. You are now beginning your life. You are a beginner. You have a lot of years ahead of you. A lot of years. So the earlier you admit that you are a beginner, the better. You see, and when you know you are a beginner, then you know that I am prone to this thing called pride. Shall I say it again? When you know, listen, your pastor, she's a nurse. One of the questions we ask you when you appear with a condition is what we do, what we call family history. We ask, is it in the family? If you are here, and you can see a condition in your father, or you can see it in your mother, pray about it. No, pray about it. Hypertension, it's a family thing. It's genetically determined. Yes. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, like, as we are here, yes, sometimes we know it's common among men and all that. But when they start talking about breast cancer, a lot of the boys, they will switch off. Now, breast cancer, they're not breast never here before I'm going to get the cancer of it. But a lot of the women, you should be concerned when we start talking about breast cancer. When we start talking about prostate cancer, no, the girls will switch off. Now, again, me prostate cancer, maybe. Now, me konya hun cancer. But you see, the boys will start shaking. So depending on who you are or the family you are coming from, then you should expect the type of sickness that should come upon you. So a novice, anytime you hear a novice, you should know that, I'm a beginner. Then number two, because I'm a beginner, I am prone to this thing called pride. And you see, pride, it is in all of us. It even starts from I church. To J K Church. When it gets to J Church, the pride in J Church. Some of you have even formed factions in J Church. You have groups. Look, last Sunday I had a meeting in my church. The first thing I told them that I don't do politics. I told them I don't do politics in this church. I don't politics at work, politics at home, politics at church. I told them that I will never start politics in this church. Because one day somebody will stand up and tell me that, you will stand up and say that, I told them, if you have a problem, come and see me. My office is open. And don't let anybody also deceive you that Reverend is busy. I'm busy mixing concrete. No, I'm busy. Right? You see, people have a way of making people busy. Reverend doesn't want to see anybody today. So I told my administrator, I said, Kela, I want to see everybody. You know, Reverend is busy. Reverend doesn't chew chicken. I don't chew chicken, but I chew what? No, do I stay with you now? Reverend doesn't eat this. Reverend doesn't chew tilapia. Reverend doesn't chew. Hey, may I eat everything? Because of politics, there's a way people talk. Hey, Reverend says he's not happy with you. Why do you talk for me? If I'm not happy with somebody, I should tell the person that I am not happy with you. What is Reverend is not happy with you. So there's this politics in the system. Friends of Judas Iscariot, they have one friend. And friends of Thomas, there's a friends of wine. Friendship, different groups and factions. And you grow up with it. And when you get to adult church, it becomes serious. Yeah. But those factions are going away in Jesus' name. Yeah. What's the first point? Somebody who is new, number two. Number three, somebody who is recently discovered is a novice. It's recently we made you a soloist. Hey, and you don't want us to rest. She said, I see Betu Nyuma. Say, now we all want to say, as if say, Nyuma no niwa. Look, my church, no one person does something forever. You are late. Ubeba no be tunyu. Any voice that sing, we can preach. Because some of you have monopolized the microphone. It's like the praise and worship is your family property. That thing doesn't happen in my church. And say, pastors, don't allow it. Praise and worship, everybody can lead the praise and worship. We reshuffle with time. Some of you have done yourself like the dancing star. When you are not inside the dancing star, the rest of the people cannot dance. It's like you control the people. I'm dialing the numbers, Yeah. They don't want to call the dancers that they say something. I'm not feeling too well. Then everybody say they are all not feeling too well. It's rubbish. It's rubbish. Hallelujah. Yeah. We have recently discovered you. Even the song we are singing, because somebody composed the song. And now you say, and they will not try new mono. They can say a woo. And you now you are singing, no? Somebody tried a new mo. The song you are dancing, it's Mike Lee who brought the song, Cry is Dancing. And you, the one that you are dancing to the Mike Lee song, you cry there, you are, Kukunti, 24/7. Oh, no. You see, some of you copy that you from school. From school. It's like the car that drops you. My house, I have a car. My children, they take trot to school. That nonsense must stop. And I said, I'll put my two boys in the car. Now, come and drive you home. They are cool school. Said, car has come to take. Hey, you are a normal human being sitting in the trotro. The trotro, people's children are also inside. If you die, you all die together. I'm a blessing call. Hallelujah. So, you see, you bring that attitude to the church. Pastor's children. Like, pastor's children. There's nothing like pastor's children in my church, too. There's nothing like Basenta leader children. Do you understand pastors' children? Yeah. A lot of these pastors' children are homosexual. Hey! Pastors' children. I pastored a certain church so many years ago. And the pastor of the church, okay, how do I even say it? So if this is the HQ, now that church is an HQ now. If this is the church, okay, the pastor brings the children here. But the pastor, let's say he passes Adenta, but he brings the children here. Now, the children were in this church with me. When they misbehave or something happens and they don't like it, that Sunday they will not come. They will go to their father's church. But this girl and the brother, they are the main people, they live praise and worship. So when I go to the church fresh, I said, where is this person? So, hey, you don't know what happens here. I said, no, tell me. So here, dear, when they are angry, they go to their father's church. So I asked the person telling me the story that next week, would they come? Then he said, well, it depends on how they are feeling. If the anger comes down, then they will come. Then I asked the person, but by all means, they will come. He said, yes. I said, I'll be here. The following Sunday, I saw that they came. When they came, I said, they should come and see me. Then I told the girl that this nonsense must stop. Then the person who told me the story was, he said, hey, that is Bishop so and so. I said, this nonsense must stop. You choose one church. Either you are there or you are here. Then he said, pastor, please, I like you. I said, better. I said, I'm now coming to pastor you well. Then she shook the head. 2 weeks after, she came to church. When she came, she has this chaos, Jerry. You know this? Akuko, you put in some small cream, you know. As they come, not there, the girl came to meet me. Said, "Pastor," I said, "Yes." Said, how do you check my hair?" I said, "This is your hair, you baba it." Everybody say, "You baba it." Charlie, if you're a pastor, sometimes you need faith too. So, when I say you baba, then her mood change. The whole service, she frowned. After church, I said, "Come." I put her on the motor. I said, "They should send her to the barbering shop." They were going to down the thing, Sakura. Then they brought her. She couldn't cry in my face, but she was angry. Oh, Anja, a point. Sorry, I took my Bible. I went home. By 9 o'clock, then I had a text message from the father. When I had it, then it occurred to me that I didn't ask the father whether I should baba the girl's hair or not. Because she came from the house. The father saw the hair, the mother saw the hair, they didn't say anything. And you, pastor, you have come to remove it. So when I saw the hair, I told myself, I did the sound. Like I said, this Sunday was the last Sunday. Like I have to look for a new church because. So I said, no, I don't read the message. The son says, no, read it. By all means, you read the message. When I opened the message, do you want to know what the message said? The girl's father said, "Thank you very much for Barbary." They mentioned the girl's name. Hey, hey. Then when I saw the thing, when I saw the message, then I said, I wrote, "Always at your service." Then I met the father at a naming ceremony. Then he said, "Oh, congratulations." I said, "Why?" He said, "You babbled my daughter's hair." I said, "Yeah." He said, "That hair, me, the father, and the mother, we couldn't stop the hair." This is like, the father and the mother cannot say anything about the hair. Like the girl, she said, "Last bone." So like, you know, this last bone, they have this mood to be, you can't. So since then, anything, the father will give me filler. If the girl comes now, then we sort the whole thing out. That nonsense must stop. Hallelujah. Don't be a novice who can fall. You see, and pride, when the spirit of pride enters you, it makes you feel that you are Alpha and Omega. It makes you feel you are El Shaddai, and by all means, you will die. Look, it was that pride that filled Satan. And it makes him feel that he and God were equals. May the spirit of pride lift us in Jesus' name. Yeah. You are playing drum. No, you say that you won't play again. Why? I mean, they start talking, "Oh, is there any problem?" So, no problem. I just want them to know that I won't play the drum again. They will see something. Hey! We will see what? You see, and if you are an instrumentalist or you are a chorister, the two of you, these two people, they are prone to, they are easily accessed by the devil, because the devil was the music coordinator in heaven before he fell. Yes. So you see, a lot of musicians, it's easier for them to leave church. I'm going to cut album. You do the album to nobody will listen. Hey, my guy B has done some album B. Some more time you test. Oh, Charlie, you for listen the thing. Oh. Then he sent you a message that if you go on Sweet Melodies, please play the thing. I said, if I play my listeners, they can't understand what you are. Because what you are saying is rubbish. He said, you they call me for interview, then I'll explain the music. I said, you don't have to explain the music. Good music, then when we play it, we should all understand. Joe Metterson, Bononie, Bononie, Bonon. No one else. Do I have to bring Joe Metter to Generation 4? I think that explain Bononi. But this guy, Bola, he said the children will like it. I said, no, they will not like it. This one you are sending me is toilet. They won't like it. They won't like anything. Yeah. Pride. Everybody say pride is leaving us. Say it's leaving us. You see, the way you are younger, when pride enters you, you will spoil your life quickly. 15 years and pride has entered you. You say, but the moment you know that my condition, I'm a beginner. I've just started. Last week, I had some interview for some student nurses who came. You came to school. You did 8 courses first semester and you failed 5. So I called them for interview. When they came, I said, why? As she was talking, then I told her that I've seen your problem. The problem is that you have still not recovered from the euphoria of getting admission to the nursing school. It's like she's still happy. She's still in the excitement mood. She has not settled down. And I told her that you have just begun the course. You are a beginner. And you are starting with 5. You are a novice. And you are starting with 5 referrals. What are we going to tell your mother? How are we going to explain this one to your mother? You are a beginner. You have just started the Christianity. This Christianity. We have just started. I have also just started. You have also just started. Where from the pride? Where from the pride? Right now, dear. You see, some of you I shall be in the adult church that infused that pride in you. Because last time they told you are beautiful. And they told you they are beautiful. Hallelujah. Yeah. You are a recently discovered person. Yeah. Some of you were not musically inclined. We have to be clapping for all the burnt ashes you have been giving us. And now when you sing, it rhymes with the soundtrack small. No, you say you are angry. Because the last time when you were singing, the way Angela was looking at you. Yeah. Why not in my office? Somebody was singing. So if you come to my church, my office is up the last floor. Somebody was singing in the adult church, and I said, is she reciting a poem? Oh, Charlie, the song. I said, who is singing? They mentioned the person. I said, it looks like she's reciting a poem. They said, no, Rev, she's singing. I said, hey. Then today she has recited poem for us instead of song. Now you have become better. Now we call you to sing. He said, no, they should have informed you 3 weeks before that time. We should have brought you a letter that you'll be singing so that you prepare. Now your level, you don't just stand up and sing. Your level. Baby, I would drone. Baby. Who call him away, Drew? Where are you going? You are rich already. No, where are you going? Some of you have arrived already. Yeah. Recently discovered person. Next one. A novice is somebody without much experience. You are without much experience. And because you don't have much experience, that's why you move from church to church. Without much experience. That's a novice. Pastors, let's kill this thing in our churches. Let's kill it. Hallelujah. Yeah. How many points do you have? Let me give you last one. I don't intend to give you plenty. Yeah. Somebody without what? Much experience. The Makane experience. It's a service, eh? I've been seeing it. Yeah, we all eat from here small. Sometimes the online, we are there, but you don't see us. We don't comment. But if you comment, you know that we are there. If you go to somebody's house and you are eating, you don't talk plenty. So you are quiet. And somebody's house, too, when they serve you food, you don't say, I don't eat this. No, you don't do that. I eat conflicts. When we were growing up, I had a grandma. She brought us up. There was nothing like, I don't eat this. She would tell, if you eat, will you vomit? You say, mm-mm. Will you get rashes? She said, mm-mm. Then he said, okay, if you say you don't eat, wait, the day they'll cook that food. Then you eat. So we eat everything. Kokonte, the kokonte is on fire, cry. You have started jumping and walking around. You are waiting. If they send you cry, you are on your way.
Because Charlie, the thing, I've grown up liking Kukunte.
Kukunte is good.
Oh, Esquire, you like Kukunte? You two like it. Very good.
Anything I like, my lawyer likes it. Why not?
Much experience. You don't have much experience in singing. You don't have much experience in dancing stars. You don't have much experience in praying. You don't have much experience in your... That's a quiet time. You start and you stop. You don't have much experience.
Yeah.
A novice. Listen, a novice always is prone to pride.
The people are coming. Clap for them. They are coming. Clap for them. Yeah.
What's the first point? What's the first point? Someone who is new. Are you a new person? Are you a new person? Adenta, are you new?
Yeah, we are all new. We are all new. I'm telling you, we are all new. There is always something you don't know.
We are all new at one point or the other. We are new somewhere. As I've come here, I'm new here. Who has visited somebody before? You see that you are new in the house. Those of you who do sleepover, you are new. Sometimes you have to ask, please, where is the toilet? Please, where is the bathroom?
Yeah.
You are new. But there's a statement that the people in the house, they make, say, feel free. When they say feel free, see that? And there's a proverb that say that, feel free, feel free. That is how come visitors are able to spoil remote. Feel free. Now say still feel free. You don't say what for remote. Say still feel free. Feel free, feel free. That's how visitors spoil remote. Pressing, changing channels near the idea. Opening fridge. Hey, visitor. If you're a visitor, don't go and open people's fridge. Namo, when they drink, and a pineapple juice, kwa namo, or namo ni sobolo. Hey. Visitor, dear. Ever say, visitor, dear. What they give you is what you drink. Oh. Anytime I drink sobolo, I get rashes on my throat. Hey. I like Don Simon. Hey, they put in the house, they don't eat, they don't drink Don Simon. You visitor, I come to drink Don Simon. What's the next one? Somebody who is what? Eh? Who is a beginner? Who is a beginner? We are all beginning. How many of you know that you are beginning? And as you are beginning, you are prone to pride. Every beginner is prone to pride. You see, there is something that enters you when you are a beginner. Sometimes I tell people that when you start singing and they start clapping for you and put the microphone down and go and sit down. Because sometimes they're clapping and it's just to tell that it's okay. The way you are going, oh, shalala, go and sit down. But you see, you don't know. Somebody who is what? A beginner. You are, look. When you are not grown, but you can ask your pastor, when you are about to finish university, there are two feelings you have. The first feeling is that you have something the world doesn't have. Then number two, you feel that the world needs you. You are coming to change the world. I think those things sometimes is the lecturers that pump it into you. It's like go out and make a change. Change the world. So there's this feeling. The way you start national service, about 3 months to finish national service, and the people where you are doing the national service, they are not saying anything. And sometimes the depression deepens at the last month. That's when you see that, I'm not coming here to change anything new. Hey! Unemployed. You are unemployed. One day, I'll tell you my university story. But you see, I was saved from this nonsense. So when I started doing my national, when I arrived, they gave me a certain man. He's called Mr. Ahmed. They said Mr. Ahmed is my supervisor. So he goes to teach anatomy and physiology. So I follow him. When the first day I followed him to the class, he taught. Then he said, Ima, next week you will teach one of the systems. If you do anatomy and physiology, there are 11 systems. So he said, next week you are going to teach cardiovascular system. Then I told myself that the students, they will see something they haven't seen before. They will see that a new qualified lecturer has come on the scene. You see, pride, it's not good though. So I asked them, do you have projector? They said they have it. But this teacher, this Mr. Ahmed, he dictates the notes for them. So I went to do slide. Everybody says slide, PowerPoint presentation. Monday, I put on my tie. My trouser, the line in the trouser. That today, if you don't, I said in my head that if you don't understand cardiovascular system, then it's from your hometown. The people in your hometown, they've tied you. So when I came, I just said they should project the thing they projected. Then I wrote, compiled by E.K. Colley. Hey, SSM, me amplify my ministry. So before they even went to the center, I told them that today, I'm here to teach you about the cardiovascular system. Now, the cardiovascular system is responsible for the blood, the flow of blood in the system. Yes, and it is made up of the heart, okay, and then the blood vessels. And the heart is a pear-shaped organ that is located at the left side of the thoracic cavity. And the heart has four chambers, ventricles, and is it atrium or something like that? And then I started telling them that deoxygenated blood from the cells of the body enters the heart through the vena cava. It flows down to the right ventricle, down to the right atrium. And by the contraction and the expansion of the tricuspid valve, which prevents the backflow of blood. Oh, then I also told them that the left side of the blood carries oxygenated blood and that the right side carries deoxygenated blood. I've not started the first slide though. Then, everyone said, then Mr. Ahmed enters the class. Then he said, Yima, excuse me, I want to explain something to them. That Yima, I want to explain something to them. The lecture ended. Now, Mr. Ahmed told me that I should sit down by the slide I have prepared and be changing the slide while he used my slide to teach. Look, as I sat there, I was angry. Because I just started. The class was made up of about 88 girls. No, this is my time to shine. You have been making them copy notes. I have come with a slide. At least, at PowerPoint, at least, let me just use, allow the new lecturer to shine. On top of it, you say, I should come and sit down and change the slide for you. What a trauma, psychological trauma. I didn't say anything. I started, when he was done with the lecture after 2 hours, he said, Yima, you know what? All the 11 systems, convert them to slide for me. Hey, look, but you see, I was a national service personnel. Now, listen, after our national service, so Mr. Ahmed entered the class, he had me teach for only 5 minutes. Then he said he would tell them something. Now, my national service time was over. And I took my things, then I went home. Now I have to go and look for a job. I was there one time, then they called me. One of the tutors called me. He said, what is happening? I said, what is happening? He said, we went for a staff meeting. And they said there's a course. There's one of the course called statistics. And that they wanted to go and look for somebody to come and teach. But Mr. Ahmed is saying that you can teach it. You can teach. All the teachers have said that, no, that this guy is just came from school. National say he doesn't know anything. Then the people, they say, then Mr. Ahmed, and luckily Mr. Ahmed is also the academic officer. Then he said, let's try him. Hey! I was there, they called me, that they said, there's a course, statistics, can you teach? I said, why not? All course. I can teach all course. Course, B.I., if I've done it in school, I can teach it. I will make you understand. Then I arrive. From that day, that was what has given me employment up to today. A novice. You'll be angry with the man foolish man, you have come, I have prepared slide. Look, there's a feeling when you are teaching with Slido. Just press that. Now, crowd there, there's a remote. Just, oh, Charlie, next slide. Just, oh. They say in the meeting, he stood up and he said, I know. And the man watched me speak for just 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You were singing a solo. And in the middle of the solo, we came to take the mic from you. You have stopped the church. How many times have I not taken microphone from Juanita? Oh, she has started the singing. There comes a time. We must call. We must come together and pray. Then I pick my iPad. If she see me climbing on, then she give the microphone to me. I've come to preach. I ask you to sing. And I say, give me the microphone and go and sit down. This one too, you have to be angry with me. Mr. Ahmed is the one who teaches the course. They say, come and teach the course. Now he say, he's coming to teach his course back. Come and sit down and change the slide. Why are you getting angry about this? Lest being lifted up with pride. Look, that day I saw that pride has filled. Look, when I was leaving my house that Monday morning, I told myself that today they are coming to see a new lecturer and a new way of teaching. They will never forget. Introduction. I've not even moved to the first slide. After me explaining the heart, vena cava, pulmonary arteries, veins, and oh, introduction. Oh, the man said, hey, Yima, let me show them something right now. Then, no. I became a slide changer. I even converted integumentary system, the skeletal system, muscular system. I converted all to slide. Then on top of it, he said, I should write his name. Write his name. Compiled by Mr. Ahmed Sofo Jibril. Hey! Psychological trauma. But you see, recently I read somewhere that when you work at a company, you don't do what is right. You do what you are told to do. I said, if I've heard this thing long ago, my life would have been better. If I come to work and you say, sit here from 8 to 3 and I'll pay you 10,000 Ghana cedis. Won't you sit? No, won't you sit? Don't tell anybody. I heard a story about a certain company. Now, that company, they said the boss, you know, the boss takes the highest pay. Now, they say, apart from the boss, the guy who takes the next pay, he doesn't have office. He doesn't have office. When he comes to work, he just sit down like this. He'll be there. They close work. He goes home. He doesn't do anything. He just comes and sits down like this. But he's a very important person to the boss. The boss is an unbeliever. So if the boss is there and the boss feels like having sex, the boss will call him. Then this guy will go to town, go and rap the girl. Ah, my boss said that. They still likes you. Then you organize the girl to a hotel. Then you call the guy, the boss. Then the boss will come and eat. That's his work. He takes the next, very important to the boss. He takes the next highest salary. The other people, they're in computer. Tell her 3 empty, please. They give them 1,005 and they go home. Now this guy, he doesn't do, he comes to work anytime. You just have to call him that this. He just arrange. Oh, please. Hotel number 442, room 6. Come on, everything is over. Yeah. May the Lord deliver us from pride in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord deliver us from pride in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen. Stand to your feet and begin to pray. Stand to your feet and begin to pray. Pray and tell God to deliver you from pride. D deliver you from being a novice. Deliver you from the temptation of a novice. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. I want to hear you pray. Maliko sikarabande. Raba zando raba kema sekete. Ribo soka raba debre. Rekabro siande. Rakabande bro sianda. Ra. Are you praying? Are you praying? Pray that you be delivered. You be delivered. Kabra sandabaya. Rekabo sikatelebe. Rebando rabandeya. Kebo siaba rabande. Yes, yes. Lord, deliver us. Deliver us from pride. Deliver us from pride. Karaba zabaya. Belebo zarabande. Kebando robosia. Kebando rabandebelebele. Kebando rabandabaya. Kaba zata brabalabaya. Belebo sarabandeya. Kabo sakata brabandabaya. Rabandolobosia, Lekaza Torabandea, Ribolobosia, Roskundi, Kebazata Bracabalaba, Madeca, Rabolobosia, Rabrosia, Rabri, Mayan Delebe, Kiara, Roshan, Maracato, Zatelebe, Masi, and Leza Torabanda, Labra.
Lift up your hands, everybody. Everybody lift up your hands. Kasimo Satabrambaya. May we be delivered. May we be delivered from the temptation of being proud. Kibo Satabrambaya. Deliver our sons and daughters. Deliver our children, O God. Deliver our children, O God. Basimo Rikabaya. Bantorobosia. Ke Bazata Brakabaya. Melo Brosekelebe. Rabba Torobosandabaya. Rabba da Brababababa. Ribolobosandabaya. Le
in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sit down. How did Satan become a novice?
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.